Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, beautiful humans. A quick note. Usually there, I would say, hi, boys and girls. But I've made a conscious effort this time to not use that terminology because I read an article recently about gender equality, etc. And boys and girls is perhaps not always the most inclusive term because people identify all over on the gender spectrum. It is a spectrum after all. So I think we can all do it, and I'm doing it my little way. We can all take a little bit of time to research and think up and do little things that makes the world more inclusive for everybody. Now that I've said all that, welcome to episode 5 of Crowversation. Thank you so much for sticking with me, guys. I honestly appreciate every single share, like, comment, feedback, any ratings on iTunes or Acast. Oh, you guys are honestly the fucking best. Thank you so much. Apologies for the delay on getting this episode out to you guys. I know it's 2 days later rather than one. Unfortunately, we had an issue with timings as this beautiful lady I'm about to speak to was on tour. So she's a busy, busy, hardworking lady. And then the second thing was some technical difficulties, which we will encounter during the episode. As I arrived to talk to my wonderful friend, my laptop decided to update, and we all know that takes about 10 million hours. So this motherfucker didn't want to record. So fortunately, we recorded it on her phone because she's an absolute babe and let me do that. And yeah, that's explaining why it was a little bit late, I'm afraid. So this episode was recorded backstage at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire. And I am speaking to the amazing, amazing girl who I hit off with straight away. I think I'm in love with her. Hannah from Creeper. Now, I'm sure we all know Creeper. They have blown up in this last year or so. Oh my God. If you haven't listened to them, check them out now. They are a fucking awesome band. And as I get to learn in this episode, their awesomeness goes beyond their music. They are fucking incredible people. Hannah especially, I love being a woman in the music industry. I wanted to get her views on sexism in the industry, especially with some recent news that's come out from their world. So yeah, we get all down and dirty into that. Apologies for its echoiness. It was recorded in a backstage room, but I'm sure you'll enjoy this episode. She has so many great things to say. Now, a final note before we hit into it. I'm having a podcast party. It is on the 20th of this month. So if you would like to come and hear me record a segment of my podcast live and even get involved, that means asking me questions about anything. Can't guarantee I'll answer, but it's happening. So if you're interested in coming and viewing and seeing me record my podcast live, it's in London. It's on the 20th of December, and we will be releasing another batch of tickets very soon. We've just had confirmation that we can do that. So head over to the SG Disgrace Facebook page and check out those tickets and grab them while they're hot, because the first batch went fucking fast. Woo! Now, one last thing that I want to cover, actually, I've just remembered. Before we get into this episode, I think I knew this episode was going to be relevant, but it seems even more obvious so because I've just read an article about a pub in Middlesbrough who has banned female-fronted rock bands performing because their customers apparently don't like them. What the fuck? Are you serious? What fucking year is this? Oh my fucking God. The saddest thing for me is that this is a woman, a female manager, who has done this. And girls, we're supposed to be lifting each other up. Come on, we have so far to go still. And this is just holding us back. So women, support other women, please. Share this news article. Let's try and get this overturned. It's not helping anybody. I don't even understand. She wants to make profit, but surely she needs a better audience. Stop like engaging in and supporting sexist people. Fuck those people, assholes. Anyway, calm down from my rage rant there. Now, you know what I'm going to say. Enjoy the episode. You can find me, if you'd like to, on Instagram at Cats and Crows, KatsAndCrows. I'm on Facebook as well. And if you'd like to sign up to my Patreon, it's patreon.com/RebeccaCrowUK. There's nudes on there, just to be warned. Not that anybody has anything against nudes. And if you do, I don't know what's wrong with you. and yeah, I'd love to see you at my Christmas podcast party on the 20th of December. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy my wonderful guest, Hannah from Creeper. This is episode 5 of Crowversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crowversation.
Hi guys, so I'm here with the beautiful Hannah of Creeper. Hi Hannah.
Hello.
I wanted to bring Hannah on the show because lately there's been a lot of allegations, let's say, coming out in lots of different industries about sexual misconduct, etc. And obviously there's been quite a lot in the music industry as well. So I wanted to bring Hannah on board to get your kind of opinion mm-hmm. on it, what we can do better, how we can do better, and if you've ever experienced sexism in the industry.
Okay, cool.
But you have a story, don't you?
I do have a story.
Speaking about that.
I do, yeah, we're just talking. A lot of people have heard the story, which actually is good. That made it sound like it was a bad thing. No, it's a good thing. It was this time last year, yeah. Actually. We were on tour with Pierce the Veil and Let Live. It was an amazing tour. It was probably one of the best tours that we've ever done. But we were in Amsterdam at the Melkweg, which is a great venue. Like, I've been there 2 or 3 times and it is great, but I had a bit of an altercation with the stage manager. So we played the show and we were loading our stuff off stage, and he came up to me. I was pushing flight cases out, and he came up to me and he just said, can you just be careful not to put any of the flight cases in front of the fire escapes? I was like, yeah, sure, fair enough, I'll make sure I tell the guys. Mm-hmm. For some reason I was pushing out flight cases because I wanted to help and like get it all done. But I was like, yeah, I'll make sure I tell someone else who is in authority here, because I am literally just walking around with a beer in my hand. And he was like, yeah, that would be really appreciated. I was like, cool. So pushing flight cases in and out of the venue, and I was with RJ, who used to play bass in Let Live, RIP. And so we walked outside. As we were coming back in, we were joking and laughing about something, and he threw his arm around me to just be like, oh, yeah, that's really funny. The stage manager stood by the door, and he saw us coming back in, and he let RJ walk past him, and he jumped out in front of me and put his hand in my face and said something to me in Dutch. Basically along the lines of, no, you can't come back in here. And RJ turned around and was like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, she has her lanyard on with her laminate on, and you've just been speaking to her.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, okay, sorry. Like, in the meantime, all the other boys that were loading out were walking past, in and out, past this guy, not wearing their laminates. Oh. I mean, they were, but they were, like, tucked under their jumpers or, like,
not even showing.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, I was gonna leave it, so I walked off, carried on walking into the venue, and he turned and said something to one of the other security guys, and they started laughing about it. And I was like, oh, actually, no. I was like, this isn't acceptable.
Okay.
So I turned around, I went up to him, and I was like, why did you do that? I was like, is it because I'm a woman? Mm. And he tried to laugh it off, and he tried to shake my hand, and I was kind of like, I know that you're just trying to make me go away because you know that what you've done isn't acceptable.
Wrong, yeah.
So we had, it wasn't like an altercation, but I ended up having like quite stern words with him about
good.
It.
Good.
And I got quite upset because this isn't the first time that it's happened, and it's frustrating when that happens. It's embarrassing as well. Because you're in, you know, it's embarrassing to be made to feel like you're not a part
like
of something.
Taking your power away.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, so I got really upset. I went upstairs, sat in the dressing room, like, was
you'd
like...
You'd be like, oof.
Yeah, it was like angry, crying. Every time I get angry, I cry, even though I don't want
to.
Me too. So frustrating. You know when you're like, no, I'm angry, and they're like, no, be upset.
I'm fucking furious.
So our tour manager came over, and he was like, what's happened? Like, tell me what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. So I told him, and he went and had a chat with the stage manager, and he came upstairs and apologised, and it was fine, and we shook hands, and I apologised for, you know, getting in his... I didn't get in his face, but I just apologised for being like, what the fuck are you doing? And it was absolutely fine, but that's not the first time it's happened. It's happened a few times where security have come up to me and been like, oh, you need to leave now because it's bands only. Mm. And I've been like, well...
Mm. Funny that.
And then they're like, oh, okay, can I see your pass? I'm like, yes, it's literally...
It's literally here.
Brandished on my lanyard.
Such a... So in your face questioning, like, that's a pass. Like, that's like a given.
Yeah.
How can they just question that, like...
It's really, like, when you're... You know, I do everything in my power... Because they're at the same time, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a pass on, you can't expect them to know who you are.
True.
But because I brandish, I always wear mine now as a necklace.
Yeah.
I don't put mine on my hip anymore because it just doesn't, because I have to be like, oh yeah, here it is.
In it, yeah.
Nice. but it's happened a few times. Thankfully, touch wood, it hasn't happened for a little while.
Yeah.
It might be because now I wear my laminate like a necklace, and I now am more in the habit of like going like
just
this,
doing it, yeah,
but I feel like I shouldn't have to do that.
No, so you have to go and make that extra effort just because of their prejudice.
A lot of the venues that we've done on this tour so far, there's been a lot of women, like a lot more women.
That's amazing. I love to hear this,
which is great, and I know that women have worked with, you know, in security in a venue for years. Obviously, I'm not saying that women have just suddenly started working in venues, but I don't know if it's because I'm more aware to sexism now.
Yes,
from being in a band for 2 or 3 years, but like I've noticed there are a lot more women in venues, and like venues like this. We're at Shepherd's Bush Empire. There's a woman on the door, and I walked in, and she was lovely. Mm-hmm. Like this morning, she was like, "Hi," and I like showed her my pass because obviously I don't want her to be like, can I see your passport?
Yeah.
For me to be like, oh, yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
She was great. So it's really
amazing.
Nice to see, like...
That's nice. Like, well, obviously we have to stick together and stuff.
Yeah.
And you think they make an extra effort to just be nice to you, because they probably know. They've probably experienced it as well.
Exactly. They probably still do experience.
Probably super hyper aware of it, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nice to see some more.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like I always notice if there's a woman working at a venue.
Me too.
I don't know if it's like a conscious thing, but I always like note their work more, and I always like... remember a venue super fondly if there was a woman,
especially like
show,
women that are like, you can tell that they care so much about what they do, but at the same time
they work their asses off,
but at the same time they're really nice,
they could easily be like a bit more, I don't know, I guess confrontational stuff just from kind of like aggressively having to claw their way up the
career,
but they are still super nice, and they treat everybody equally. They're just, I love women at venues. They are badass.
They are great. And the few women that we've had in these venues have been, they've just been fantastic.
That's
and like, you know that they do their job well.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to make a living in the music industry as well.
Yeah, that's true. You're all in the same industry. And this industry, as we know, is still quite rife with sexism. Mm-hmm. And it's great. Do you think it will like increasingly get more women in the industry?
I think so. Yeah. I think like... The gender gap has still got a long way to go. Like, you know, we're still, you know, it's still very wide, but it's definitely come
in your experience, like over the how many years have you been touring for?
Yeah, I've only been touring for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I've done stuff in music for a long time, but I've never been in the music industry as much as I am now.
Okay.
I've never been as like submerged in it, I guess, yeah, as I am at the moment. And I've come from like a classical music background, and there's a lot more women in classical
yeah,
music.
Yeah, that's very true. Maybe it's a genre thing.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Like the kind of rock alternative genre. Certainly. That's so like male-based.
Very male-heavy. I mean, I know as a whole kind of like genre, we're generally quite friendly people, but I think sexism in the alternative genre is probably more so, I think, even though, because in popular music, there's a lot of like
lot of
strong female artists,
yeah.
But in there's really not so many in bands, are there?
Not in
unless
bands.
They're like a specifically all girl band or something. It's very unusual to see, I think, just a girl yeah. amongst boys.
Yeah. And it's really unusual to just like, yeah, for like there aren't many girl bands.
No, there's not.
And you know, as soon as you like think of an alternative band in the music industry, it's like, oh yeah, like they're all guys, and then
yeah.
there might be or like it's like a case of yeah, there's like a female vocalist. But
yeah.
what I quite like is I really like meeting other females that do like I play keys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the front woman.
Yeah,
it's
not like the selling point.
Yeah,
I know it's a big selling point for
yeah.
bands. Yeah,
And it's nice to like meet women that like play the drums or like play the guitar.
That's
and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I love
but
that.
I feel it is closing.
Yeah,
And even just over 2 years, like at the beginning of my career with Creeper, I had a lot more altercations with like people being like, "Oh, sorry, love, you can't come in now." And now I don't get it as often.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah, and I don't know whether that's just coincidence,
yeah,
or if it
it's
is
nice
like
I'm more aware of it.
Yeah, or if it's just slowly getting better. But
yeah,
yeah, it's definitely it's nicer not to have to be
completely.
Like, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember I saw a little while back you tweeted something. Because when I think it was some press or something, they kept writing the boys in the band.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Is that something that happens a lot?
Yeah, it doesn't happen so much anymore. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people would tweet, like, oh, yeah, like, well done, boys. Like, sick show, boys, sick show, lads. And I know that, you know, like, I'm not saying that only men can use the term lads and
yeah.
boys. And I know that some girls are like, I would, you know, I hate to use the expression, but I feel like I am one of the lads,
yeah.
I suppose.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, I spend the majority of my time surrounded
hanging
by
around
guys.
Boys, yeah.
But when people would tweet Creeper and be like, yeah, you, like, well done, boys, it kind of,
felt
I just,
excluded.
Yeah, I just felt excluded. And I know that it wasn't a personal,
yeah.
you know, I know that everyone was like, oh no, I'm just, you know, I'll leave Hannah out.
Yeah,
and I know that it
deliberate.
Was just, yeah, it's just, rather than being like, well done, boys and girl.
Yeah.
But I put a tweet out and I was just like, I would really appreciate it if people used like different phrasing.
Yeah,
I
think it's important in everything because just like with genders and stuff like that, you want to encompass everybody. So
exactly.
Non-gender terms would be better.
Yeah, yeah. I was just sort of like, yeah,
you're pointing it out.
Non-gender terms is just like, dude, I know that dudes obviously.
Yeah, I do that as well. I call
yeah.
every man.
Like dude, man, guys.
Yeah.
Like obviously guys and dudes, although they technically. You know, originally I guess they were
yeah.
terms for men, but now it's not. Like I don't mind that so much,
yeah.
but boys was the worst. I
right.
was just
like specifically like boy.
Yeah, and I know that it, like for a while, you know, I wasn't in Creeper from the beginning,
uh-huh.
And they were just boys. It
okay.
was just five boys.
Okay,
and like some people for a while didn't realize that I joined Creeper,
mm-hmm.
And they were just like, yeah, well done, boys. Because I was their touring musician for a while, so I wasn't in the band,
cool.
and that kind of, like, I understood that, but
yeah.
after I'd been in the band for a number of months, and it was still happening, I was
You're
a bit like,
oh, wake up, guys,
yeah. I was like, it's a little bit frustrating, because it just
yeah.
spoons me, doesn't it?
Especially if they've seen you live at a show, they've obviously, like, seen you,
yeah.
or if they're writing an article on you, they would know.
Seen,
they
yeah.
would do your research, like,
exactly.
seems like a nice, I guess we let it off, because it's encompassing with the, like, oh, just...
Yeah.
It's an accident, it's fine. But no, I think you're right. I think we need to definitely like point it out more.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, I just felt like it was just one of those things. It was a bit like, okay, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want
yeah.
to be like,
you didn't want to,
guys,
but
don't
that's,
forget about
I
me.
Think that's it again, isn't it? That's people being like, oh, it's a girl, she's like whining.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not whining, this is a thing.
I'm just putting it, yeah, I just
yeah.
wanted, you know, I didn't want it to come across like, oh, like it's all about me, don't forget about me, but I just wanted it to be like, don't forget that I am a girl. I
yeah.
do play in this band, and like,
and I'm just as
yeah,
yeah
and I'm exactly the same as the
exactly.
boys.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I was just like, please don't forget about me.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, people, did they write it in a magazine? Was that it as well?
It was, a lot of the time it was just on Twitter.
Okay.
You know, we'd put out a song or, I don't know, we'd be at a show and we'd just get a lot of tweets that was just like, oh, well done, boys. Well, yeah, well done, lads. Yeah. And it just got to the point where it happens so frequently that I was just like, ooh, I'm going to say something.
Yeah, good.
Because I think people, we you know, we like... It just needs to stop being such a laddie boy.
It is. It is a boys'
culture.
Club, isn't it?
Yeah, boys', yeah, boys club. Definitely. That's exactly what it is. And there's so many more women now in this industry, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But people need to take the time and realize that the little things like that, although it's little, like it made me feel a bit like, oh,
yeah, exactly. They don't realize at all. It's privilege, isn't it? Like. Totally doesn't even clock on them before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just made me feel a bit downbeat. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
That's someone else that thinks that these boys are the band. But yeah. But no, like that's, thankfully, that doesn't really happen anymore good. Ever, which is great.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's, all these sexual allegations that came out as well.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness me.
Well done. I completely forgot about that.
So,
how do you feel about that? What are your thoughts? Your immediate thoughts? Do you know anybody that's been accused personally?
Not on like a close personal level, but like some of the people that have been accused I've met and I've like, you know, I've hung out with them and you know, when all of them came out, I'd wake up every morning and go on Twitter and be like, oh God, who's the next person?
Yeah, it did seem to be like a constant stream for a little while.
Yeah, I was just absolutely like, oh God, terrified that it might be somebody that I'm really good friends with. And every morning, you know, because for like 2 weeks, it was basically every day, wasn't it?
Completely. Do you think it like shook the whole industry as a whole? Was there like a whole vibe going on while
I think
out?
So.
Really?
Like, for over that course of, over the time that it really came out, every conversation that we would have.
Oh, really?
As a band, as crew, like, even my mum was
really?
Like, oh yeah, I've seen all this stuff that's coming out.
Of course, you'd be concerned.
Yeah, it was like a massive, massive talking point. And like one of the guys that got accused, I'm not gonna like name him because
that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly, that's not what we're here for. But I've met him before,
mm-hmm.
and when I saw the stuff that came out about it, I was like,
wow,
oh God, like that's so, I was like, Jesus, that's so bad.
It is, yeah.
And it made me like, and then I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, did he say anything to me or like it shook everybody, I think.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it, what was nice, the difficult thing that I found that I was absolutely terrified, I'm going to be completely honest with you here, that people were making stuff up. I was terrified that people were going to start making stuff up about the boys.
Of course you would be scared,
Because, like Creeper as a whole,
personally,
we're just like a bunch of weirdos that like, you know, we're just, you know, we're in the music industry and we play as a band and we're just weirdos, six kids that are like, well, okay, I can't believe we're doing this. And I was just like, oh my God, but imagine if somebody, because then there were loads of allegations of like, oh no, this was made up. Oh no, this is fake. And then I couldn't keep up with what was going on. I will be honest, there were times that I woke up and I was like, what are we going to do if somebody accuses
Somebody,
like, not even just the boys.
Yeah.
Like, The other thing is that I know that it doesn't happen as often, but I was a bit like, I wonder if any women are going to get accused of this.
Yeah,
as well.
That's very true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because people tend to think like, oh yeah, guys like are really creepy on women, but then you hear of stories in the news of like women that have like,
it does happen. Yeah, and like, you know, yeah, it's I know it's mostly men statistically, but yeah, it really does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's even more shocking sometimes when it is a woman.
Yeah,
you just totally don't expect it, but.
So for a period of time, I was like, yeah. I was like, God, imagine if we wake up one day and we find out that like so-and-so in this band as a woman did this. But yeah, I just think...
that would be really shocking, wouldn't it? I don't know. That would really shake
you. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Just like, I was driving along the other day and I was just thinking about it and it popped into my head. And I was like, oh God, like I bet there have been women.
Oh my God, completely, yeah. I guess it's a power trip thing, isn't it? And,
yeah. But like the worst thing is like... You know when you see those Facebook videos, in like there's a man and a woman in the street and the guy is like shouting at his girlfriend, everyone's like, whoa, man, what the fuck are you doing? But then when it's the other way around, everyone's like,
they're fine,
look at that woman. Yeah, look at that woman shouting at his man. Like people, it's, you know, it's completely different.
It is.
But yeah, that it shook everybody up. And, especially some of the...
Do you think there's been anything done as like a whole across the industry? If anyone, like, I don't know, maybe like, has anything been done as a whole, or has it kind of just been brushed under the rug?
I think it's settled down now, which you know, that's nice. It's nice to finally be like, okay, are there any more? Because it's awful.
It's stressful.
It's
so
stressful,
especially when you're like in the industry. Like,
when you're touring all the time, it's like, oh my God. But I'd like to think that people haven't brushed it under the rug and that it's made. Women and men a lot more aware of what's going on, and I think that because I don't want to be like, oh yeah, guys have got such a lot to learn, because I mean, yeah, in some cases some of them do, but I think it's made people more aware of it, and I think it will help to make shows a safer environment for women.
Definitely needs to happen.
Oh my goodness, it's so infuriating when you're like,
have you ever seen anything happen in the crowd? Have you ever seen a woman?
Thankfully not. I was just about to say, like, I've never. Yeah. It's really difficult because obviously, when you know, we have a lot of crowd servers and a lot of like that kind of stuff at our shows.
Part of a show, yeah.
Exactly, and it's like it's part of our show, and you see girls coming over.
Yeah.
And
I always do it. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, and like when I'm playing the show, I'm always watching the women that are coming over to make sure that they're not like getting groped. Obviously, there are times that when you're like lifting a crowd,
it happens. You do this, but a grab—it's happened to me. Somebody's deliberately grabbed my tit.
Yeah,
I have a photo of it. Yeah,
have you?
Well, yeah, I was naked at the time. Not that that is absolutely any excuse at all. I just done a burlesque act and I jumped to the crowd, and there's a photo of this man's hand just kind of like
fully
creeping over. And I was lying on my back, and they probably like reached around and just grabbed my tit.
Oh my god!
We have a photo of the guy, so. Fuck that guy.
But yeah, I always like when they're coming over the barrier, like I find that I'm always watching the women to make sure that nobody is like actually get. Obviously, there's the slips where you see someone grab someone's bum and you're like, okay, no, I know that that's
you can see if it's a deliberate behavior.
Yeah,
completely.
Thankfully, I haven't seen that happen yet. Like,
that's good.
I apologize if that has happened to anyone on our shows. Like, I am very sorry.
Would you want someone to come and tell you?
Yes.
You definitely pull it out.
100%. And if I saw that happen at a show, I would, like,
Philly.
I know that Will and I would stop the show and be like, you fucking,
this guy.
I'd get
out.
Yeah, I'd get our tour manager to be like, you can literally leave right now.
Yeah.
Like, we've stopped shows before from people, like, people passing out. And,
okay, yeah.
You know, like, altercations and stuff. Like, Will has been like, nope, stop the show. Like, get this fucking wanker out of
here. Yeah.
Like, I would 1,000,000% do the same thing if I saw any girl...
Yeah.
Getting like manhandled or mistreated, or like if there was anything, because you can see a lot.
You do have a good vantage point. I think maybe people think that you can't see.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can see everyone.
Yeah.
Especially at the moment, I'm on a riser at the back of the stage, and
you've got a great vantage point.
Yeah, I've got a great view, and like even though there are loads of lights and loads of haze, I can still see everybody, and I'm always making sure that everybody's okay. Like, I know that I'm not a security person. Technically, that's not my job. But
still, yeah, I think everybody has a kind of, like, they have a duty, I guess, to watch out for your audience, because they're here for you.
Exactly.
Watching over them,
like, they're our shows, and I would want... after every show, I try and go outside, and I try and meet people and try and talk to them.
Amazing.
And I really want, like, women and guys to feel that they can come up to me and be like, I just want to let you know that this happened.
Mm.
That's
great.
And that... this guy did this at your show, and like, I would want to know that. I don't want people to be like, oh no, I can't tell her because like, oh no, that might
yeah,
be
I don't
like,
want to upset her or something.
Yeah, I would.
No, we've got to call it out.
Yeah, we've got to call it out. We've got to make it safer, a safer environment for everybody in general. Yeah. But yeah, at the moment, especially women,
mm-hmm.
I don't want any girl to like feel that they can't come to a show because somebody might eye them up the wrong way or like, you know,
yeah.
like, God, you hear so many yeah. stories of girls in the crowd and some guy like grabs her ass, so what the fuck
it's
gives
so
you the right
up.
To
people
do that?
Do it. I guess they get like the crowd mentality and they just feel like they can get away with it, but
yeah.
I don't understand that. Where do you think these boys are getting this mentality from? Where do they get away with it?
It's different.
But,
I don't know, like,
no.
Unfortunately, it's just, I don't know if it's like, from, I don't know, like,
I'm
watching.
Bring my kids better, guys.
Yeah, like, I'm just watching loads of crappy TV and, like...
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and, like...
To be, like, a lad, like you said earlier, like, lad culture.
The lad culture,
yeah.
And, like, certain music videos where it's, like, yeah, it's obviously,
completely,
like,
women are there, it's just... And I'm completely up for that, like, I'm a glamour model, so...
That's
I
it.
Guess I technically go against, well, some people would call it...
But that's, like... That's
yeah.
what, like, I don't think
that's
anybody... That's
taking
you.
Control, yeah. And
yeah.
I'm not just there... For pure eye candy.
Exactly.
And it's, they're objectifying you, yes. They're using you just for this.
You shouldn't have to feel that you can't do something like that because you're like, oh, you know, because of people creeping on you. Like, I really, like, that's so sick. I didn't know you did that. Like, I really respect
you.
That a lot. That's so, so
thank
cool.
You.
But for anybody to be like, oh, yeah, sick. And like, to perv on that. And it's like, no. And like burlesque stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like that, I love burlesque.
Do you?
So
wow, you've got to come to my night.
Ooh, please.
I run a rock night, but we also have burlesque, like rock and roll burlesque.
Please let me know. I will definitely come to
definitely.
That. I absolutely love
yeah.
that and stuff.
Fair.
But like, I just appreciate that for what it is, but like, that when people are like, yeah, let's go to like burlesque and like look at girls' tits.
Yeah,
it's like,
isn't it? It's like, I don't understand where that mentality's come from. Like, I mean, tits are for children.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Like, they're like
yeah.
a fetish. They're fetishized, aren't they? Completely.
Yeah.
Just boobs are not naturally like, but yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Strange that, I mean, I can understand going to enjoy it as an art form, like you said, but just going just to perp. And
yeah.
And people, and they do it together as well, in like a group.
Yeah.
And nobody calls anybody out.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend that came to one of our shows in America, I think it was. And she felt uncomfortable because there were like some guys behind her and they were like saying stuff and laughing and like, you know, just generally being like
being
really like creepy.
Yeah.
And she came and told me at the end of the show, unfortunately, they'd already left. Like the show was done. It was already, and I was just like, for fuck's sake. Like, I bet there are so many people that don't come to shows because they feel so anxious about it.
Completely.
And it's just like, oh God, it's just really...
Sadness is completely ruining it.
Yeah.
In every industry, I guess.
Yeah. I'd hate for someone to be sat at home and be like, oh, I really want to go to a creepy show, or I really want to go to this show, but I don't want to because I'm scared that some, like, drunk guy or, like, some guy is going to start
That'd
creeping
awful,
on me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it shouldn't have to be like that.
No.
I think the good thing about creeper gigs especially is that, like, I feel like a lot of people think it's like it's a safe space. We want it to be a safe space.
You have that kind of vibe about you as a band,
And a lot of people that come to our shows, I can't think of a time that we've actually had any problems.
Yeah, that's good.
Unfortunately,
what
sure
do you think? What
been.
Do you think you're doing differently then to make that the way?
I don't know. I think because we welcome everybody, like from what it doesn't matter if you're. You know, like, gay, bi, trans, like, non-gender, but, like, that isn't a problem for us. Like, it doesn't, we don't segregate people into different things. And, like, you know, like, for these shows we're doing, our toilets are not male and female.
Really?
They're
That's
just,
awesome.
Like, non-gender binary, like...
Well done.
Yeah, so that people, it doesn't matter.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Well done.
Yeah, like, it shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. It sucks that it's fucking...
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how it's only just become... People have just woken up to it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it was Will, actually, that came up with that idea for the last tour we did in March.
Yeah.
And we were just like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Like,
yeah, it's such a simple thing, isn't it? But it can make people just feel so much more included.
Yeah, I think it makes people... Yeah, it makes
That's so great.
Everyone feel included. It makes people feel safe.
Yeah.
Because
they
know that, they're, you know, no one's going to give them any bother.
Any hell, yeah.
And I would like to feel that a lot of our fans, that they know that if they had a problem, they could come and talk to us.
Yeah.
And let us know. And, like, I don't know, I just... I like to think that creeper gigs for people are safe spaces.
That's awesome.
Because we would always call out bullshit.
Mm. Good. That's a good vibe to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just remembering what you said earlier about going outside to meet your fans afterwards.
Yeah.
Going back to the sexual allegation thing. Do you think people are wary now when they come out to bands? Because obviously that's probably where people that have been taken advantage of have met
the
band members. Do you think people are wary, or do you think they...
I know that I personally am quite wary, and I think the boys are quite wary, because I will go outside, and if they're like, oh, can I have a hug? I'm like, yeah, of course. And I don't want to be like, no, sorry, I can't touch you.
Yeah, I can't touch.
Because,
that sucks that it has to come to that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to come to that.
We shouldn't have to live in like a bubble, in like a personal box where we're like, oh, sorry, I can't touch you. Heaven forbid, give us a hug or whatever. And I think for me it's easier because I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But for the boys, I think they are a bit, boys are a bit like, oh, okay. And I think some of the people that we meet are a bit wary. Like, you can tell that they're a bit like...
Do you think that's recently, or do you think that's...
I think it's always been a bit like that.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, we have a lot of younger fans.
Yes.
So, we do have to try and... We're always very careful with the way that we act. Not that we act badly.
No.
But, like, I don't like meeting people with a beer in my hand or a cigarette in my hand.
Got you.
Because I'm trying to quit smoking. I went out for a cigarette earlier with Dan, and he was like, should we go meet people? And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to have a cigarette in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, it's just little things like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like, oh, hi, nice to meet
face,
you. Like,
breathing
smoke in someone's face. So I was like, no, just give me a minute. I want to meet people and just be me. But
that's
I do feel that, like, sometimes they are quite wary, and they're a bit like, oh, it's really nice to meet you. You can tell that they want to, like, hug you, and they're a bit, like, wary.
Aww.
And we'll just try and, give them a hug.
Try and make them feel at ease, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I try and give everybody an equal amount of time. I don't want to, like, concentrate heavily on one person because I'm, I am scared that someone will be like, oh, you're their favourite.
Yeah. Oh.
But it is a difficult one. Even, like, meeting people after the show is difficult.
Yeah.
Like, now, because there's six of us anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of... there are times that people are like, oh, I'm really sad that we didn't get to meet you, and I hope you haven't changed.
Oh.
I hope, like, Creeper hasn't changed, and, like, you don't... I hope that you don't, like, don't try and... What am I trying to say here? Like, yeah, some people are like, oh, you haven't come and met us. And fame has obviously changed you.
And
that's not true at all.
Yeah.
Like, we're still the same people, but it's there are things that make it more difficult at the moment. And I find that we have to be wary... and I think that they do, but I don't want people to think that they can't come and talk to us, and that they can't come and get a photo from us, because they can.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, creeper gigs are safe gigs.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to be made to feel excluded. Nobody. If you're a guy, a girl, whatever. Like, we're not going to exclude anybody.
Do you think more bands should follow suit? You think this is the way forward?
I think
with the toilets, and then just generally meeting people and being more
welcoming.
Do you think because people, like you said, they've become wary now, and do you think it's like closing off the bands in the industry?
I think, like, it's a difficult one, because obviously there are some bands that are absolutely massive, and they can't,
Metallica,
I just walked out
you'd be
like,
crazy.
Earlier I was like, I'm gonna walk out the front door, there's not that many people outside, I'm gonna go and say hi to people. But obviously there are some bands that are far too big to step outside, because they'd be like, absolutely not.
In the street,
But I think that, I don't know, like, I would really like to see it that, like, that all shows are safe environments for everybody.
Yeah.
And that, the non...
How do we go about that? How do we go...
It's difficult.
Yeah.
I think, the non-binary, like, toilets and stuff like that, that's a... For us, that was a good building
amazing.
Point. And, like, taking the time to... go and meet people, and taking the time to... We take a lot of time to reply to people on Twitter.
That's nice.
What we don't want is for people to think that we've got to a stage now where we're like, we don't need you anymore. We always need the fans and the people that have been with us from the beginning, because we wouldn't be who we are without them. I think there are probably some bands that need to sort of sit down and think that and be like, actually...
How do we persuade them to do that? Do we need to start something here?
I think should we?
There's a couple of companies, I think, isn't there? Girls for Safe, Women for Safe Gigs.
Yeah, Safe Gigs for Women.
Safe Gigs for Women. And then there's another one called Girls Against. Have you ever had any of those at your shows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like Safe Gigs for Women and stuff come to our shows. What I might try and talk to the boys about is having them come to a show soon. I really wish I'd done it on this tour, actually. It might not be too late. Maybe I'll do it sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure that we have it.
Yeah, get them to come to a show. And like, I've seen them at shows before where they've had a separate table next to the merch to like, just to educate
people. To inform people completely. That's what you need. Just to like,
I might start doing that at some of our shows. Like, talk to the boys and be like, can we get some of these organizations down?
Completely.
Just because as soon as, like, I feel that as soon as people see something like that, like Safe Gigs for Women at a show, if anybody was thinking of trying anything.
Exactly. Maybe that would clock in their mind, like, the second before they do it.
And they'd be like, oh, actually. Just to, like. I'm a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
I think that's one way to do it. I think, like, these organisations are so, so great.
They're amazing.
Any kind of music. Like there's a... What was I see the other day? It was like... mental health for musicians.
Oh, fab.
And so stuff needed. Like that. Like, all of those kind of stuff are really needed. I think like getting them more involved in shows is definitely going to help people to...
That's amazing.
Like, open their eyes a little bit more and get a bit more educated with everything.
Do you think we need something like that for musicians as well?
I think so. God, I'd love to do something like that as well. Yeah. I'd love to start something and just go around.
Do it, teach you. Maybe even like a backstage campaign just to educate people.
A little bit more.
Just wrecking the joint.
You caught it really well last time.
I'm on point. Off point. No good. What was I saying? Oh yeah, like something backstage just to, like you said, slowly nudge them in the wrong, right direction.
In the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know where it originates, but with the allegations, they must. I don't know how they think they're going to get away with it. I guess because they have that complex, don't they?
Yeah.
So maybe if they had something back here, just to nudge them, remind them that it's not okay.
I think people like because they've only just started coming out now. Obviously, some of these allegations are like years old.
Really.
And I think a lot of like, I think some people have been like, they'll never find out because they're obviously not going to say anything.
Yeah.
But like, I think now, especially with things like Safe Gigs for Women, people are a bit more like, oh, actually, there's lots of reasons why I shouldn't do this. Because I'm going to get found out. I mean, it shouldn't be like that anyway. They should just not want to do it.
I know. I totally understand.
But putting those sort of building blocks in place and having those organisations come to shows, I think will... And for future generations as well.
Yeah. Like, we've got to set it up. We've got to start now.
We've got to start now.
Anything that you do helps.
Yeah, like upcoming bands and like upcoming people that are old enough to come to shows and stuff.
Yeah, like you said, you've got quite a young crowd as well, so you're definitely helping.
Yeah. And as they grow older, like, it'll be planted.
That's what it should be. Yeah. And I don't know why we missed that out.
Yeah, and they'll never have the urge to be like...
Exactly.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh no, that's wrong. I shouldn't do that.
That's... Ugh.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer to us, of course, but...
Because unfortunately, we don't really get educated about that.
No, we don't, do we?
So,
I think sex ed definitely needs to include some education about just equality and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I honestly do think that it's on the turn. I think that the change is definitely around the corner.
I think so.
I think that...
It started recently, definitely.
Yeah.
Hugely in this year, with like the Me Too campaign and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Huge.
I think like... It's annoying because it's 2017. We should be further forward than this, but at least we're on the turn.
We definitely are. Yeah. And then what was it? Time Person of the Year. They made it all the Me Too, all the whistleblowers for the sexual misconduct in Hollywood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely
coming out.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm hoping over the next couple of years to
good.
Like, if we sit down again in the next couple of years, for me to be like, oh, actually, it's fine.
And it's changed, yeah. But you feel great that you're adding to that as well.
Yeah.
You're doing
and like, I really want to do. It's really over the past couple of years I've really opened my eyes. I really want to try and do a little bit more. Like we just talked about, I might try and like get those organisations to come to our shows. I might sit down with the boys and be like, we should do this. Like, we're always thinking of ideas. Like, we're always growing.
Do you have a label or a management company?
Yeah.
Would you ever feed that back to them?
And that, like, our management, you know, when Will was like, I want to do this with the toilet thing, they were just like, absolutely
great.
Like, management.
That's great that they're on board with it as well.
Yeah.
Everyone is wanting to change. I just don't think, people don't want to take that first step. You've got to be the first.
Yeah.
Got to really go out there.
And I really feel that, like, Creeper is, yeah, we're always thinking of new ideas to make sure that, like, that, yeah, that yeah. They, people feel safe coming to a show.
Good.
And that the outside world is the scary place, but yeah, they can, like, when they're behind, safe. Yeah, in here you're safe. Awesome. So yeah, we're always thinking of new ideas, and like, I bet in the next couple of months we'll be like, yeah, we're gonna do this now, yeah. And yeah, so hopefully we can teach people to change.
Yeah,
and I can't believe this has just come back.
We're actually recording this on Hannah's phone because my laptop has been installing updates for the entire hour that we've been sat here,
and it's just
finished. It's just finished as we're finishing.
That's amazing.
So a final note, Hannah, what should we do? What should we all start doing in the music industry? What should we all start doing as of today to start the turn?
I think we should all just take a minute, sit down, get your phone out, click off Instagram,
yes,
and just go on a website like Safe Gigs for Women or any of those organisations and just educate yourself a little bit.
Definitely.
I do it. Like, I'm not, it's not just for men. Completely. Like, I think for women too, it's very important.
It's just the way we're brought up. We're just not taught it, like you said.
Yeah.
So we've got to teach ourselves, and it's our responsibility.
Exactly.
Everybody.
And yeah, it's everybody's responsibility to make sure that they are, like, up to date with all of that stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, just literally 5-10 minutes. And I think if everybody does that, I think we'll start seeing more of a noticeable change.
That's such good advice. I love that. Amazing. And thank you so much. That's any, have you got any shameless plugs to the end? You're on tour right now?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. We are on the Theatre of Fear tour. It finishes in a couple of days. We've got Manchester and Southampton left. So if anybody wants to come, there are still tickets. And then we're off to the States with Neck Deep in January. So if there are any American listeners,
amazing.
We'll see you.
Yeah, I have quite a few American fans. So
sick.
Go see Creeper.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. Rebecca Crow, and this has been the beautiful Hannah from Creeper.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.